Look how strong this is. Let's go verse. Did I finish 19? Shall ask anything. It shall be done for them, my Father, which is in heaven. Okay. Go on to the next verse. Next verse. For where two or three. It can be two, three. But you can't get no group any smaller than two. Am I right? That's the smallest you can get a group. It's two. And he wants you and I to understand what kind of power and authority we possess, the two of them. This can work for husband and wife, and most time we forfeit that by being selfish and foolish. If that husband and wife can agree, you can mess up the devil's tricks and schemes, and you can bless your household. Hallelujah. Bless your children. Bless your life. Bless your health. Cause your health. Cause your house to be filled with the goodness of God. When you don't want nothing, you don't have to beg for nothing. You can live lavishly. You can live victoriously. You can live in plus living. And nothing wrong with it when you live God. But when you live like the world, that's where it gets wrong. I live like this because my dad is this way. He's not struggling trying to make the end meet. I'm going to say it again. God not struggling trying to make the end meet. Neglect Peter to pay Paul. You know what I mean by that statement? I'm not going to pay this one so I can pay that one a little bit. No, God, he's not in that kind of position. He owns everything. And I'm a co-owner with him because I'm a joint heir with him. Whatever he owns, I'm an owner with him. I'm an heir to it. You're an heir to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For where two, listen to this. This is a strong statement that fell from the lips of Jesus. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. For two or three are gathered together in my name. Look what Jesus said. You know, sometimes we read it, we don't believe it. But two or three are what? Gathered together in my name. There am I. When two people come together, it can be a third person, or it can be 50. But when two come together and agree, he said, there am I. I'm right there with you. Did we hear that, or did that fly over your head? He said, there am I in the midst of them. Why is he there? He is there to make sure that what you agreed on will come to pass. He takes the responsibility out of what you agreed on, out of your hand, and he assumes responsibility that being answered. He assumed the responsibility because he said it. You agreed. And he will assume the responsibility. What you agreed on will come to pass for you. But if you come out of agreement, you stop his hand. You stay him. Because you just changed on him. And he can't operate in unbelief. Hallelujah. That's why you take your stand. That's why you become fully persuaded. That's why you find out what the word said and you are not moved by circumstance. You don't talk funny. You learn how to talk like him. Copy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want. I want to give you some. See, when you have foundation, have concrete evidence, then it get rid of all the doubt and unbelief. Satan try to shoot in there, try to plow through and crucify. So you crucify the flesh, you renew the mind, and get all that cells so they won't be trying to take charge. And you just put Satan in his place when you know the truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. Go ahead and put up, and I got some old scripture to validate this agreement. But look what he said in John Gospel, chapter 40, 11, verse 41. John Gospel, go give that to us so we can all see that. John Gospel, chapter 11, verse 41. He said, on the statement, on the thing I just said, he assumed the responsibility of that prayer being answered. Then he took away the stone from the place where the dead were laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes. What did Jesus do? And said, look what he said. And said, Father, come on, let's read together. I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Keep going. And I knew that thou what? Hearest me sometime. How often does the Father God hear Jesus? Can y'all see what you got? Are you beginning to see why you can agree? See, you're just praying, just trying to pray. You know, when I was first called to preach, and this is what I came up in, because I didn't know any better. I thought if I could just do. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Well, I didn't even understand what I was saying. I was just trying to tune up. I know y'all have to excuse me, but I finally growed up a little. They ain't praying, they're just saying words. They're just coming out of your flesh, out of your mind. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Just about every revival. Because I used to follow them. And I'm not putting them down. I'm just trying to make a point here. And boy, they could rally it off. Brethren, my heart designed prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved. For I bear them record they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They've been ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And boy, they rallied up.